Yeah, the first of the great stuff that is coming your way right now is Community Window. First off is Don't Eat the Clams. Our PSP level is still a bit high. It's, well, it's not way high, but it's still not within edible range. So don't even attempt the clams, folks. Okay, what else we've got here? The Trident tip-off classic games have been posted online at apradio.org. And the Alaska Business Development Center, let me get my volume set here. The Alaska Business Development Center Volunteer Tax and Loan Program celebrates 20 years of providing free tax return preparation and taxpayer education throughout rural Alaska. During 2015, teams will travel directly to 70 communities and assist an additional 50 through the Anchorage mail-in site. Mark your calendar for the following travel dates. King Cove, February 27th to March 1st. For more information on services or how to verify if your community is eligible to receive assistance, contact ABDC at 907-562-0335 or visit ABCD's website at www.abcd.org. And the Alaska East Borough School District special meeting of the school board will be Wednesday, January 28th. It's tomorrow, I guess, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. And the location is Sandpoint District Office. I keep thinking it's February already, but it's not. Anyway, Executive Director, this is from the Executive Director here from Eastern Aleutian Tribal. It's Falls Pass, February 23rd through the 27th, Community Potluck on February 26th at 6 p.m. Cold Bay will have their community potluck on the 27th. It doesn't have a time here. But again, Falls Pass Community Potluck is at 6 on the 26th, and Cold Bay will be on the 27th. Dental services are coming our way. We have King Cove, February 20th through the 6th. ADAC, January 19th through the 22nd. King Cove will be January 23rd to February 6th. Sandpoint, January 28th through February 6th, and Falls Pass, February 2nd through the 13th. Also, again at King Cove, February 17th through the 20th, and Sandpoint again will have dental activities or facilities available for us at February 20th. It's fun doing this stuff on the fly, folks. So Sandpoint, February 23rd through March 6th. And also, this is a huge here. Cancer fundraiser auction and prize drawing. When will that be, you ask? Saturday, February 7th. It's my wife's birthday. We can all celebrate. 6 p.m. at the City Gym. We have a spaghetti dinner for $10 provided by Sandpoint School Culinary Arts. Split the pot. $5 a ticket to be drawn at the event. Art to be included, donated by, among a whole bunch of others, Amber Gunderson, Paul Carlson, Dave Cabot, Denali Johnson, Robin Gilmore, like you said, and a bunch more. And raffle prizes will be drawn are Penn Air ticket, City of Sandpoint Harbor haulout, $500 free freight, coastal transportation, GoPro Hero, Silver Edition, and more. Silent auction to be held as well. Raffle tickets sold by Tina Anderson, Heather Thompson, Linda Gruden, Carla Cheboni, Donna Daniels, Krista Gallivan, and many more here. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers seeks the public's interest in establishing a restoration advisory board, or RAB, for the Sanac Island Army Aircraft Warning System, the AWS site. The RAB is a forum for discussion and the exchange of information relating to environmental restoration of the site. RAB members will serve 1 to 2 year terms, and community membership will reflect the diverse interest of the local area. RAB members will be asked to review and comment on plans and technical documents relating to the ongoing environmental studies and restoration activities at the sites. If you are interested in serving as a volunteer or a potential Sanac Island Restoration Activity Board, send an email to public.affairs3 at usace.army.mil by February 8th, 2015. Use Sanak Island RAB in the email subject line. Okay. The Aleutian, the AEBSD, Aleutian Eastboro Sandpoint.org website has been sadly neglected for too long, but you can help. Please send website appropriate photos to photos at AEBSD.org and help us rebuild our website's image. We are looking for current and historical photos from around the East Borough, especially from the small sites, classrooms, sports, landscapes, wildlife, community events. We want pictures of all the things that make our district the awesome place to live that it is. In addition to photos at AEBSD.org, you can send district news and events to the recently added news at AEBSD.org. Just add these addresses to anything you want published on AEBSD.org, and also our new district Facebook page that can be accessed here at www.facebook.com/AEBSD. If you have Facebook, be sure to like us for the most up-to-the-minute district information.